Why have the massive numbers of mankind followed primarily three teachers, Buddha, Christ, and Mohammed, as opposed to the many other teachers who've lived here during the past, say, 4,000 years?
The examples that you have offered, without exception, are examples of physical beings who came forth from the inner world, as did all physical beings, but with greater and clearer intent, with greater wanting, with greater reason for being. They came forth as teachers, not only as participators. And as they were physical beings, they allowed the opening of that passageway so that they could be physical beings while at the same time allow a broader, greater part of that which is their inner being to come forth into this physical experience. They were, in short, blended beings. You may also be aware that as they came forth, they were not revered instantly. In fact, in each of those cases, they were not really revered until long after they were no longer physical beings. It is always difficult for those who are physical to accept that which is new. It is easier to hold fast to the old thought. It is our absolute knowing that if those great leaders, any one of them, were to come forth expressing clearly their knowing in this time, that they would not be heard, that there would be great insistence on the part of those physical beings who are now in power in the various parts of the world, wanting to hold to different thoughts, whether it is the thought of Christ or the thought of Buddha or the thought of Muhammad or the thought of another great leader. They would rather hold to those thoughts of old than to experience and accept that which is now.
I have a question that I've kind of concerned myself with since my childhood. As teachers like Moses, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad went off to themselves and, as we understand, made direct contact with the divine being and received his messages, I never could understand why their messages were not all the same, since I thought they were reaching the same supreme being and being informed. Could you respond to that?
There are a number of reasons for that. The most important reason is because they were not all asking the same questions. They were not all at the same point of wanting. They were not all at the same point of understanding. They were not all at the same point of experience. They were at different times in history, in different places upon the world. And they were making contact or communicating with those who were at different points of wanting and at different points of understanding.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That was very good. There was Muhammad, let's say, 1,500 years ago, and Jesus 2,000 years ago, and Buddha 2,500 years ago, and then Moses centuries before that, who went to themselves and received the information that started these major religious movements that exist today. But why do you feel that it is that there have been no such powerful leaders of thought that have stood out in the last 1,500 years? Why have we had such a long spell without any more?
They are not allowed by those physical beings who are here to receive them.
And why is that?
It is easier to hold to the thoughts of old than to create new thought. It is easier to act out of habit than to act out of your wanting. The beliefs that surrounded you when you were born are very powerful. And it takes a very strong being to live surrounded by beliefs and still allow the knowing that comes forth from within to guide. Most are not strong enough. They allow the pressure of the group that surrounds, the pressure of the beliefs that abound, to keep them from doing the very thing that they intended to do as they came forth.
The people, the adults, the people who are older than them, had more experience, the tendency is to look toward them for guidance and leadership. And then, granted, yes, this inner voice is speaking. But how much can a person actually learn from that personal inner voice without any guidance from those who have had physical experience that are here when we're here?
The guidance that comes forth from within in the form of emotion is the most profound guidance that you will ever experience. It is much more emphatic, much more precise, much more deliberate, and much more appropriate than any set of rules that you might gather or any set of conversation that you might gather from anyone else who experiences, because they do not see through your eyes. They have not lived the experience that you are living. You see, in order to understand the value of this guidance system, you must understand that you are more than you see here. You are a being that has lived on and on and on through many births and deaths. Cumulative being that is much, much more than you recall from this one physical life experience. And when you accept that, then you may begin to accept that that broader part of you, that older, wiser you, that you that is connected to all that is, has the ability to offer you in any moment emotion or even clear, lucid thought to assist you in knowing the appropriateness of any thought, word, or action in the moment. Your guidance system not only knows who you are and what you want in the here and now, it knows the you from the broader perspective, and it knows all of the inner beings of all of those that you are interacting with.